We'll see. All right, Wednesday evening, 1:6:22, no nonsense, look at the book of Revelation. This is called the Magic Kingdom, which I have a word I'm going to read that the Lord gave me a year ago on the Magic Kingdom. But anyway, I want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I think it's, is that too loud? It's all right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3. All right, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, which incontinent it means just no control. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. I but hear feminism, or the feminazis. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is unprofitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So what we have here is enough to get us through. There's one key scripture right here. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men. That's the whole crux of what I'm talking about tonight. All right, men are lovers of self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I don't know if that means homosexual or they don't. I know this bunch, they even abuse their own children instead of protecting them. So that could be that too. Truce breakers, they're liars. False accusers, in other words, they mirror everything. Incontinent, that means powerless or without self-control. Fierce, despiser of those who are good. Traitors, heady means headlong. In other words, they're so, they're like a bull with their agenda. They will not quit, like we see today. Yeah. High-minded, lovers of pleasure more than God, form of godliness, denying the power thereof, leading away silly women and taking them captive. All right, in this chapter, we see everything that's going on in the world today. How could people say that we're not at the time of the end? And I don't mean the end for us. I mean the end of their satanic reign, the beast and his system. All right, with that, let's go to Romans chapter 1, because Romans chapter 1 is basically showing human nature without God. If you don't trust God, you don't grow with God, this is usually the nature. Now, not everybody. Some people, just natural men, have a sense of morality, have some ethics, and they do the right thing. But as we are seen, there's always those that are going to go hog, you know, like whatever, after the wrong way. And this is talks about the wrong way. This is Romans 1, starting with verse 16. Paul is saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. I don't believe that these people have never had any chance to go to God. I don't believe that. It says right here, God showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Kind of like these weak women, silly women. And changed the glory. Oh, wait. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. See, it's all the experts that are pushing the scamdemic. I heard something today. I was laughing so hard. I'm surprised you didn't come in there and ask me, what in the world are you laughing about? It was Brad Barton. He was talking about that. I'll read you when the intel comes around the specifics. But the point was, 3,200, I think, school systems had sent all their children home because of the new Omicron virus. And he said, and this one principal made this remark, he said, and one of the symptoms is no symptoms. So that's why we had to send all the kids home. And I was just laughing. Oh my God. Do you see how crazy they are? They're nuts. And I was telling Danny today, I believe the ones that have had the shot, it's changing them. Now there's some that's had the placebo, especially in the beginning. But it's changing them. What is it doing? They don't do anything like that. They do it slow, methodical, like years of programming. So you don't get all, you're not privy to it. You don't catch them at it. If they did something just blatant, you would know it and you'd recognize it. But they do it slow. Roll their little plan out slowly over the years to where you're like a frog in the kettle. They'll burn you to death. But if you put a frog in hot water, what happens? He'll jump out. But if you put him in cold water and ramp up the flame a little bit at a time, he'll cook to death and never know. And that's their agenda. That's the way they do things. So they're professing themselves to be wise and they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, like Baphomet. The most ungodly, awful. Baphomet is the goat, half man, half goat, has breast, has a penis, transgender. That's why they're firstborn in their satanic culture. If it's a girl, they have to make her a boy. And if it's a boy, they have to make him a girl. So a lot of our stars that we see, they're just the opposite of what they portray themselves as. And they've had all kinds of surgeries and things to alter them, to make them look like that's a beautiful woman when it's actually not even a woman. This is what they do. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly. That's why you're repulsed when you see gays kissing. I can't look at it. It makes me want to go throw up. It's against God. It's vile. Men working with men, which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. See, that's the way the children of Israel acted. It says, you know, that was the kind of behavior that they did in Egypt. They had all those weird gods, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Sounds like 2 Timothy, doesn't it? Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. All right. I know that this system has been here since the fall. We know that. But has never been so in your face. Maybe in other places here and there, you'd see it rise up, but now it's all over the world, and their atrocities are being discovered underground all over the world by our military. All right. It's in our face because it has now been exposed. It's come to the surface. The tares have come to the top, and they're about to be gathered and burned. Okay. I'm going to read to you the Magic Kingdom. The Lord gave me this on March the 16th, 2021. I thought it was an appropriate day because it was the day I was going to do a shoot. But 3:16, for God so loved the world. My own cup. All right. The Magic Kingdom. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is opposing my word and my ways. Do you think that I've resorted to the magician's tricks? I'm insulted by this. Just as Moses' rod represents my word, the rod of Moses represented my word. I don't know why I said that again. Anyway, Moses' rod withstood the witch doctors, Jannes and Jambres. The rod turned into a serpent and swallowed the serpents of Jannes and Jambres. That's what I am believing, that this medical system we're under, God's medical system, his word, is going to swallow up that. The rod turned into a serpent and swallowed the serpents of Jannes and Jambres. My word and my ways are more powerful than witchcraft. And there's two verses here. This is where we were in 2 Timothy that I wrote on this word right here. 2 Timothy 3:8-9, the one I told you this was about. Just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, and their folly shall be manifest unto all men. There it is again, the Lord saying, what has been done in secret should be shouted from the housetops. Okay. Follow the money, for the love of money is the root to all evils. We know this, there is no money in cures. I've been looking at some of the stats of all the thousands and thousands, maybe more than thousands, maybe millions of dollars that they've made off the vaccines. And ivermectin, you can get it for pennies on the dollar. And hydrochloroquine also. That would have knocked it out in 2 days. Follow the money, for the love of money is the root to all evils. They must get you sick, and they keep you sick to keep you coming. This is trickery. Their tricks get craftier, but still tricks they are. Men seek the tricks over me and my word. People, my people, say that I use these tricks? Question mark. I am the Lord God, and I do not use witchcraft. I'm insulted by this. Come out of her, my people, and all of your Babylonian ways. Do not be partakers of her sins. I'm well able to take care of you. See, it's just a matter of our whole life we've known that system. But it's getting used to knowing that God's way is the normal way. It is the right way. As I brought out the children of Israel laden with silver and gold, free from weakness or sickness, and provided them bread from heaven and water out of the rock in the desert, protected them and warmed them with the pillar of fire, and guided them by day with the cloud, so will I do the same for you. Come out, my people, come out and let me be Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I will not be angry with those that are coming out from under the magic spell. My word will wash their minds free from it all. Just as they learned the ways of Babylon, now they will learn my ways. They will learn of me. The goal of their trickery is the goal of Satan, to kill, steal, and destroy. My goal is life, and that more abundantly. Symptoms, symptoms, symptoms. They are nothing but lies. Nothing but Satan's trickery in disguise. It has left the masses coming through propaganda, testing, procedures, and medicine, which usually never bring a cure. Most spend all they have and just get worse, like the little woman with the issue of blood. Round and round the mountain they go until another one bites the dust. Leech, leech, they cry, it is never enough. They don't just want money. They want power. See, that's Satan. Come out of her, my people, and no longer feed that machine, for it is all coming down. It is a new day and a new hour, and men will learn my ways, and they will be under the witchcraft no longer. There will be nothing that harms or hurts in all my holy mountain. I said here, added as I was typing this out, they get great pleasure in watching you suffer. It is all about that's what they do in their occult practices. The more they can torture and harm and hurt. I mean, you're talking about gruesome, some of the things, just Fauci alone. Prove me and see for yourself that it is all just Satan's illusion, all the magic kingdom. It is not part of my kingdom. I do not use magic and magician's tricks. This was added from the original. Satan has nothing but tricks, just counterfeit, all brass and no gold. I remember Brother Hagin, he wrote a book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, about the church was substituting brass for gold. It was his, I guess he was trying to get the church awake to the brass that had entered into the sanctuary. Just watch what I will do. Just as Moses brought the children of Israel out, so am I bringing my people out of this Babylonian system. No one will be able to say that I was not in this deliverance. In other words, they'll say, God did this. It is biblical. I am still the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm delivering this nation with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and it will ignite the whole earth. My people will again know my ways and walk in it. History will call these days the new dark ages, what we're coming out of, the new dark ages. Biden with his dark winters. They will look back and recount the great and terrible day of the Lord. I will shake them out. I will shake my people out. The great shaking will set them free. Don't be afraid. Just recognize the time that you're in. I'm doing what you have asked me to do. The whole magic kingdom is coming down. Do, 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 do. Disney, Magic Castle, there's the dome. They're mocking you with every breath they have. Every one of their stinking movies. The weeding out process has begun. It started in my house first. There will no longer be a hindrance to the growth of my people. Now they will flourish. My people have been strangled by the weeds. The leaders did not allow them to grow. In other words, with the church being out of order, there was no way the church could mature. Pastors are nursery workers. I even heard a pastor's wife tell me that. They're nursery workers. They did not follow me. They stopped somewhere along the way and barred my people from coming to me. Well, we know pastors can't do it. It has to be based on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. I know that now, but when I had this word, I didn't know that. When I gave this word, I didn't know that. I'm plucking them up. Yes, the tares are coming out of the wheat. Pluck. No more tares among the wheat, for this is a day of Satan's defeat. My people will come out of their slave mentality. They will depend on me, for their heaps stink. Still good for today. All right. All right, it's in our face because it has now been exposed. The tares have come to the top and they're about to be gathered and burned. Okay. How have we been bewitched? We've been bewitched. My favorite program as a kid, one of them was Bewitched. Elizabeth Montgomery, and all she did was twitch her little mouth and things happen. Very popular TV show. We grew up on those kind of shows. Not suspecting anything. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 13. When you watch things now, or when you hear things about movies, I even watched the Santa Claus, the three Santa Claus. I even saw things in those movies that were things they were mirroring. Anything that's Disney, you're going to find it, which you're going to find it in anything that they do. But I think Disney is probably the worst. Because how many children has it led astray? How many children has it bewitched? How many adults has it bewitched? All right, chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. Disney worlds are all over the world. And upon his heads the name of blasphemy, and the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. You know, whenever all this was coming down, whenever the Berlin Wall was up, that's when the Nazi scientists infiltrated into the United States in the 50s and started Operation Mockingbird, or Paperclip, sorry, Paperclip. They started NASA and then Mockingbird, the CIA. And that's where the brainwashing began. If you, Back to the Future movie, if you'll notice, 1955, the big significance of it was their first TV. And there was Jackie Gleason, you know, about the man from space. That's when the indoctrination began. His deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave the power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast, who is able to make war with him? We know that H.W. Bush met with Gorbachev and some leaders right after that, I think, in Malta. And then his next speech, I think it was his State of the Union address, was about the 1,000 points of light, the Illuminati. The New World Order started, you began to hear that term spoken right after that. See, he was a German, his dad. They weren't Bushes, they had another name. I forget their name. Who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. I remember way back when I first started in ministry back in the 90s, the Lord speaking to me and saying there'd be a time that there'd be a mass exodus out of the school systems because of how bad it was, and that you wouldn't even be able to watch television because of the atrocities and the filthiness that you saw. And that's kind of, that's where we are today. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. This is the MSM. Great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. It's no mistake that JFK said he was going to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces. There's those 1,000 pieces of light or points of light, because the CIA is the spreading of this. All your news anchors are CIA. They're all operatives. There is no journalism, not in the mainstream. They all receive the same talking points every morning. And if you turned, if you had a 1,000 TVs and you turned them on to every station everywhere, they'd all be saying the same thing, same talking points. All right. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. I'm hoping that's true when it comes to justice. If you've pulled a baby apart in a mother's womb, they ought to get 4 or 5 big old horses and just tie whatever to one of them and just let her rip. I'm telling you. If you've killed with the sword, you'll be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, spake as a dragon. Here's our religious system. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. And the church is under the magic kingdom, y'all. The word that I read. They've been duped. The first beast before him, it causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Even Christians are saying, yeah, we're going to go by all the guidelines and we're going to do exactly what the beast has told us to do. People that say they love God, people that say they're Christians, how can you say that you're a Christian and do this? Because they did it. They infiltrated slowly till you were the frog burning in the kettle. Thank God for those that have awakened. Because if God hadn't done that, we would all be lost. And he doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth him that dwell on the earth. He doesn't do anything but do tricks. These are tricks. Smoke and mirrors. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Well, let's make a TV and then we can blast it all over the world. With the internet and everything, people can see the same program all over the world. Communication. I'll be so glad when they get the bullhorn and they can no longer, when they finally get that mouth shut, it's over. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing keeping it going now. It's like, that's it. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Yeah, I plugged it in. Think about it. We make this so spiritual and complicated. No, it's very plain to me. This is a TV set here. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Where does this power come from? That extraterrestrial knowledge. That's why they keep advancing. That's why they've got things that they've suppressed that we don't know about, and they've had them for over 100 years. of things that could help humanity and do people good. They've hidden them. I saw a deal the other day where it's in my intel that the anti-gravity ships are not really anti-gravity. They're magnetic. And what they feed off of, and this is the Iwaranon, what he was talking about, used to, these big elaborate cathedrals and things that we thought were churches are not. Those things, the power comes from the ether, which is inside the dome. And what it does is the energy would come through those receptors, those big towers and things, and they could light up the whole city without a cord, without, they were so far advanced. Well, see, this technology is around, but that was outlawed. You know why? They want to tax you. They want you to pay for everything. They're trying to get some people to have to pay for if it rains on your lawn or rains on your driveway. They want to tax you. And now they want to tax you for your, how's the word they put it? If you want to make $10,000, well, they want to tax you on it. And they call it something. But you may not ever make that. But that doesn't matter. That's kind of like they're telling thieves, whatever you've stolen, we want the market value on the goods you've stolen to report to the IRS. I'm telling you, is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life? Sure. I bet every thief is going to just sit down and write out and report everything they've stolen and give it to the IRS. See how crazy these people are? Need power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that many as it would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That's what they're pushing towards. In some places, they can't do anything if they're not vaccinated. Other countries, in some of the blue states even, are trying to do that here. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might by ourselves say that he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Yeah, they want you to keep looking at it's a man, so you don't know it's the devil. He's the one behind it all. He's the one that gives the beast's power. All right. One of the biggest ways this has come about is especially with the children through Disney, which I've already kind of hit on that. Every Disney movie has an intro. The dome over the magic castle is mocking us. They know the truth, yet they spread their lies. It's in your face. They mirror. When you mirror the word Disney, like, say, a cup of coffee, the reflection will be wicked. It's what you see, wicked. Okay, three of the oldest and most popular of the Disney movies are Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, and Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs. It's all about witchcraft. Each one has a witch in it. So this is how they sugarcoated it for children. And the ones they have today are a lot more obvious and a lot worse. All right, all three of these older movies are full of witches and witchcraft and magic, not to mention the subliminal messages in each movie that many have seen that are pornographic. I was looking at on DuckDuckGo, and there was someone that had pulled out 20 Disney movies and talked about different things they found in the movie, especially the newer ones. One of them, I think it was The Little Mice. I forget what you could, The Rescuers. There was two images, and I think I've seen this one. When they played it, I think they played it slow motion, you could see two frames of naked women in the frames. And these kind of things that the kids are seeing. And I know with the Lion King that the pedo symbols are on the lion and on the animals, the pedophilia symbols. You know, it's all in their stuff. Because subliminally, they're picking it up, whether they see it actually. It you know, it's like you take a mental picture of that, whether you see it or not. You don't have to see it to see it. Okay, that's how they do it. All right, they are pushing their agenda and everything through the image of the beast. I have been in restaurants before and seen families not even talking to each other, but they are doing stuff on their phones. I remember the Jungle Book where Mowgli and the big snake, his eyes are looking at Mowgli, and Mowgli's just doing this, and his eyes are... That's the way people look in movie theaters. That's the way people look in TVs, just sitting like lumps of clay. I know, I've been bewitched by the television too. We all have. That's why I told Danny, I said, I can watch a movie on my iPad, but I just can't sit in front of the TV hardly. I watch my program, but I just can't do it. Because I realize, whenever you see the truth, it's like they use that to try to take me to hell. All right. I've seen babies in high chairs being kept occupied with cell phones. I'm talking little ones. I know our little great-grandson, it's kind of like we keep him occupied 24/7 with this TV on. And I know Madison tries to make sure it's stuff that's good, but how can you know if it's subliminal? It's tough. I wouldn't want to be a parent nowadays. It's hard enough when we were. All right. That old black magic has had everyone under their spell. Oh, it is time of the end, and oh, how asleep the church has been. I can remember back in the late 60s or early 70s watching Bewitched. It was my favorite show. I was bewitched by television, the image of the beast. I can hardly stand to sit and watch anything on it now. And the Georgia Guidestones have been in place since 1980 for the whole world to see. And it tells them exactly what they want to do to us. Kill 13 out of 14 people. What do you think all this vaccine is about? That? It's a depopulation tool. And I don't know what all this stuff is about people's heads coming on fire. Some people are thinking it's 5G. Well, from what I understand, President Trump made 5G safe in the United States. And I don't know if that's here or somewhere else. But a lot of people think that the 5G is connected to it, because when it all first started, people in China were falling dead in the streets. Well, it was because of the 5G, the unhealthy or bad 5G. So I don't know. All right, they've tricked us with false flag events. They've tricked us with weather warfare. Jesus warned us about all of this when he was here. This is Matthew 24. Starting with verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There's a whole lot of church folk out there that are completely in the dark. They go to church every Sunday. Not accusing anybody of anything, but I feel like if you're in a pulpit and you're not telling them the truth, you're going to answer to God for that. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Their scorched earth policy has been going on from more than 6,000 years. Our nation's been ravaged by wars. Every nation's been ravaged by wars. And it's all they're doing. There's not any natural wars. It's all their agenda. To take all your assets, take all the children. The Haiti earthquake, the Clinton Foundation, that lady that runs the Clinton Foundation for them was caught with 30-something children trying to take them out of Haiti. What do you think they're going to do with them? Hillary needed her fresh supply of adrenochrome, I'm sure. But for nation shall rise against nation, a kingdom against kingdom. How come? Because they pit men against men. That's their agenda. They try to divide and conquer. When men basically just want to love life, love their family, get along, that's the truth. That is the true nature of human beings. It takes these reptilian whatever they are to do this kind of thing. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And yes, shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. We see that going on right now. We see patriots now ratting out other patriots. Being hateful. I'm just going, it's horrible to see. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, I'm out of here. Trump didn't do what he said he was going to do. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I'm telling you what, with television, internet going around the world, the gospel's going around the world, has been for a long time. A lot of people say, well, we just hadn't got the gospel out. I don't believe that. We've had 2,000 years to get the gospel out. All right, wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes where there not normally are, well, they're probably blowing up the domes. They'll hate you because you're a Christian, betray you, false prophets, iniquity, at an all-time high. Love grows cold. These fit into that right here, Oklahoma City bombing. They say that Timothy McVeigh was just a CIA puppet. He was just doing what he was told. 169 people were killed and 467 injured. 9/11, 2,996 perished. All false flag events are scorched earth in place. All of them. We're not just awful people that we just start wars and just want to war all the time. No, it's these people. It's these people that have sold out to Satan. This is that satanic agenda that's been working since the garden. All right, go to Revelation 8. The sixth seal. Or no, this is the seventh seal, sorry. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. I believe this is when the church woke up and began to pray. That's why we began to see what they were doing and what they have done. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. They've been screaming. Those trumpets have been blasting for quite a while. The first angel sounded, there were followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Now remember, this is like a newsreel. John is having a vision of these things that are happening on the earth. That's scorched earth right there. And the second angel sounded, and it was a great mountain burning with fire cast to the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Third part of the creatures were in the sea and it had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. World War II fits all of these. Third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. The name of the star was called Wormwood. I'm sure Chernobyl was orchestrated. Their false flag events are for reasons. They are not just things that just happen. Is it, weren't they, were, I thought I had heard that they said that 7 out of 10 aircraft that go down have been taken down. And the fourth angel sounded, the third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, third part of the stars. So the third part of them was darkened, and day shone not for a third part of the day, not likewise. I put here a Gulf War because during that time, it was at 12 noon, it looked like midnight because of the smoke of the burning of the oil fields. This is all false flags, scorched earth, agenda, deep state. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And the fifth angel sounded, chapter 9, and I saw a star far from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. You know what? I know they've taken out CERN, but I'll tell you, since Obama came into office, the Fuhrer, and he had let loose, you know, the Pandora's box of filth upon the earth. I think right there, that bottomless pit, there had to have been a portal opened. That was what CERN did through satanic ritual. They opened portals that let these entities that are in the underworld come upon the earth. And all these atrocities and all these filth and putricity. We never thought we would see the filth that we're seeing today before 2015. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those men which had not the seal of God in their foreheads, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. I know, I was reminded the other day about the adrenochrome that they tainted. Because of these blood drinkers, when they drink this adrenochrome that has... blood has a lot of iron in it. So, because they drink blood, they have so much iron in their body, they tainted the virus. So when they got the virus, it would kill them. If they got the virus, it would kill them because of the iron in their blood. Yeah. Well, it's backfiring on them. In those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, shall die, desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were like as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. You know what? They're probably seeing some kind of organism like it's in the jab. Well, I've seen some pictures of some of the organisms that are moving around and doing all kinds of things under a microscope. They're pretty hideous. They look like some kind of UFO space creature. There's no telling. John's trying to describe to us what he's seen. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And their tails were like scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. I'm telling you, it's a mess. All right, James chapter 5. Oh, but we're not in that time. Oh, God. I'm telling you what, you don't want to be around if it's any worse than this. I tell you for sure, the stuff we've seen, the stuff that's happening. James 5, start with verse 1 there. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. See, that's what scorched earth is about. It's seizing all the money, all the loot, all the treasures, everything. That's what all that stuff was down under the Vatican and other places. These dumps, all this stuff has been stored up. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down our fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Everybody he's stolen from. You work all your life, and they just steal it from you. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth, hath long patience for it until he received the early latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. They will not be allowed to continue. They thought that we would follow the stars. Well, the stars are falling. One last scripture, Revelation chapter 6. They dressed them up all pretty. Thought we would follow them everywhere or anywhere. All right. This is the sixth seal. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. The stars are falling. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, just like old Cheney, man. He headed for New Zealand. Well, he wasn't safe. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?